Good morning. I'm Tony from Mississippi State. Today is the topic I'm going to talk about is nitrogen rate, irrigation frequency, and container effect, plant growth, and nutrient uptake of Encore Azalea Chavant. Some background information, of course. The biocontainers, they're made of the biodegradable or compostable materials, and they've been studied in recent years as the potential sustainable alternative to plastic containers. And also, depending on plant species and also the material of the container, they can have very different influences on plant growth. And when they are made of hydrophilic materials like peat or paper or feather, they tend to require more water and frequent irrigation. And this can be an issue, like as water is more limited and more expensive. And also the pot will degrade more with increasing percentage of compostable materials in it. But still they need to stay intact long enough to finish the production circle for them to be usable in the production. And azalea, of course, they're one of the top very popular nursery plants in the United States. In the year 2010 and 11, there are about 4.6 and 4.3 million potted azaleas were produced, accounting for wholesale values of about $22 and $21 million. And Encore Azalea, they're popular, especially in the southern United States, because they can bloom from spring through autumn, and also they have good performance and a full sun exposure. And Encore Azalea, they're also members of the large rhododendron genus, having up to 800 members. They can have very different nutrient and growth requirements from each other. So the objectives of our study were first to investigate the influence, the plant growth and nutrient uptake of Encore Azalea Chavant and our different nitrogen irrigation frequency and container type treatments. And the second one is to determine the impact of our fertilization and irrigation practices on the biocontainer integrity. We use Encore Azalea Chavant. It's a bicotyl plant. It's very dwarf, only about 2.5 feet high, about 3 feet spread. It has a single bloom form and can be grown in USDA zones from 7 to 9. Start from April 2013, we fertilize the plants twice every week with 250 milliliters of modified hog blend solution containing nitrogen rate of from 0, 5, 10, 15 to 20 millimole from ammonia nitrate. And the plants were either potted into 1 gallon traditional black plastic container or a wood pump biocontainer made from Weston pump. And we have two irrigation treatments. One is to irrigate the plants 8 in the morning, and the other one is to irrigate them with the same total amount of water, but split half in the morning at 8 and half at 2:30. This is a picture of the plants when the study was set up. For data, we took plant heights and widths and calculate plant growth index, and we also take spot readings every 2 weeks. And the daily water use was measured using a gravimetric method. We also record the total flower number of each plant at the end of the growing season. And the plants were destructively harvested in November, and they were separated in different tissues. The dry weight of each tissue sample was recorded, and also they were ground for nutrient analysis. And we also scanned the root system using a Epson scanner and Verizon software. And we also measured the leaf area. This experiment was set up as a factorial arrangement of treatment in an RCB design, and we have nitrogen rate, irrigation frequency, and container type as the three main factors. Data were analyzed using standard ANOVA and Fischer's LSD by SAS. As for plant growth index, they start with no difference among treatments in May, but by the end of the growing season, plants under higher fertilization level from 10 to 20 millimole of nitrogen and grow in biocontainers, they have higher plant growth index. And also, those irrigated once a day, they have higher plant growth index too. This is a general trend of the plant growth index during the whole growing season. And basically, yeah, it stopped increasing at the beginning of October. and SPED. Also, they started with no difference in May, and SPED was only affected by nitrogen, which increased nitrogen rate. On the right, you can see pictures of the plant with higher nitrogen rate. The plants have darker foliage. It's a general trend of the SPED ratings, and the ratings start to decrease in September. As for plant dry weight, we found that either for stem, root, or leaf, or total plant dry weight, plants still under higher nitrogen rate and grow in biocontainers, they have higher dry weights. And under those higher nitrogen levels from 10 to 20, at a given nitrogen rate, always the biocontainer plants had higher dry weight than the plastic container. And during the experiment, we noticed that the root growth in the biocontainers, they're surprisingly good. So we measured their root. We scanned their root system to see how exactly what's the difference. And we found that still plant had under a higher nitrogen rate and growing biocontainers, they had like way better root system. And you can see that under the same nitrogen rate, my mouse is not working. Under the same nitrogen rate, always say the root either is total root length or root surface area. The biocontainer plants is about twice of the plastic container plant, and plants grow in irrigated once a day had better growth too. These are four pictures of the four root system. On the right are both N15 plants, but on the top is one growing in biocontainer, and the bottom one is growing in plastic container. You can see how the amount of the roots is different. For daily water use, with bigger growth under higher nitrogen rates and more evaporative loss through biocontainer sidewall, they both tend to use more water within a day. But depending on the measuring days, there can be or cannot be interaction between the nitrogen rates and container type. For tissue nitrogen content here, I only present nitrogen without other elements. And especially for biocontainer plants, either in stem, root, or leaves, there is generally an increasing trend of nitrogen content in biocontainer rate with increasing nitrogen rate. And in plastic containers, the yellow bars, usually the nitrogen content start to decrease about at 15 millimole of nitrogen. And also for root nitrogen content, plants for irrigated once a day had higher nitrogen content. We also measure the leaf area and those in under higher nitrogen rate and still growing biocontainers, they have significantly higher leaf area. As for flowering performance at the end of the growing season, we're a little bit surprised to find that it was plants growing plastic containers and irrigated once a day had higher total flower number, and also under 20 millimole of nitrogen and also irrigate once a day, they have higher flower number. Well, I think it might be because with biocontainers, the plants had better vegetative growth, so the plastic containers have more flowers. And plant dwarf like this, it took about two or three years to fully establish. So whether it's better for more vegetative growth or more flowers, it will depend on the purpose of the production. For pot integrity, at the end of the growing season, most of the pots, both the bottom or the sidewalls, they basically stay intact. We found a few broken bottoms. They're either associated with higher fertility levels, under which there will be a bigger root system, or some of the pots is not often, but some of them may stay under at a lower pot, which they will stay wet longer. In summary, the SPED readings in our study were only affected by nitrogen rate, and which were increased with increasing nitrogen rate from 0 to 20 millimole, and plants in under 10 to 20 millimole nitrogen and grow in biocontainers that had higher plant growth index, daily water use, leaf area, root growth, total dry weight, and tissue and nitrogen content. And biocontainer plants, they tend to use more water than plastic container plants. And under once irrigation a day, plants fertigated with 10 millimole or 20 millimole nitrogen had more flowers at the end of the growing season. That'd be all. So I take questions if you have any.
We've got time for several questions, if anyone has any. We did an excellent job. Nobody has any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you.